paper. Okay.
It's actually working with these guys, not.
They're buying the car from her.
Next generation.
Hey, is Armando there?
Speaking.
Hey Armando, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. It's been a while since we were last in contact. I mean, you mentioned, you know, you were looking for some working capital at one point. You know, I wasn't really sure if you're still looking for those or the plans are on the horizon, or just wanted to touch base with you.
You know what? We're doing okay right now. I'm going to hold off a little bit longer.
Yeah. Has, you know, business been, you know, picking up for you, kind of cash flowing everything right now?
Yeah. Things picked up a little bit, you know, and so I want to hold off. I'd rather not pay any interest if I don't have to.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But I really do appreciate your phone call.
Yeah, no problem. And I know, just to clear, you know, you use this working capital for payroll, because I know you guys have like a net 30 on up, right?
Yes.
With those projects, yeah, okay. And is that, do you guys use a line of credit as well?
We have in the past, you know, we paid them off and stuff, and that's the only reason why I don't want to do it until I really need it. And because you know, paying back the interest and all that, it all adds up.
Oh yeah, it does. I mean, it's definitely, you know, if there's, you're not making a good return on it, I mean, there's no point to it, honestly. Like with these, I mean, if you were to get that extra capital, would it allow you to get more jobs to make more money?
The only bad thing is it's hard to find good people, you know, employees. You know,
really?
Drivers. Yeah, it's hard to find them, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's these guys that get out of they'll go to a training course or even a college, and they think that they're worth, you know, $30 an hour now, you know, and
yeah,
you know, or $35 or $40 an hour, and it's like, you know. You know, we have a test that we give everybody, you know, on the CAD system.
Yeah.
And just because they've done a tool pass, I mean, they think that they can cut. Just because their program worked, that doesn't mean your cutters are going to break, you know,
yeah.
Because you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you know, and just because they went to school, they think that, oh, I can do this. Look, here's my program.
Yeah.
And then you look at the program, yeah, but your cutter's not going to last. You know, you know, you have to know how to cut. And how to go about it, not just, I made a program.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're an idiot, you know. You're not even worth $10 an hour. You know?
Yeah.
And they think they're worth 30 just because they went to school.
Yeah, like, I know.
It's like, you know, it's hard to find somebody, you know. You know, we've gone through so many people, and, I mean, I got stacks and stacks of resumes, and so many people that I give tests to, and they just, They're not worth $10 an hour.
Yeah. You
know, and then the minimum wage is going to go up. You know, there's going to be a lot of people out of work.
Oh, I hear you, man. It's I know, something's coming. And that's just crazy, too, because how long does it take for you to get, you know, I know, to become a programmer on a machine?
It takes a little while, you know. I mean, we've had some guys that, you know, it takes a few years.
Yeah.
You know? But,
to learn, yeah. And so that affects you because you can't keep those good employees and then get more jobs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, learn how to program is one thing. You know, you can probably learn in about a year, you know. But the thing is, that's not all of it. The next step is, you know, hands-on training. Then there's years to come for that, you know. I mean, people think that, I did the program. No. Yeah, you did the program, but your cutters ain't going to last. You ain't going to get anywhere. You ain't going to get anything done because, you know, you don't know how to cut.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And so that's going to be, you know, that's another step here that, you know, we it's hard to find somebody.
Yeah, I mean, are there any machines out there where you, like, don't need that person always programming and doing that?
No, you know, we need every machine we got, and we need somebody on them. We like to have one on every machine, but, you know, even right now, we lost some people already, and trying to find that that position filled, and it's just hard to find somebody.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. That's a tough situation. And is that what's hurting you guys, like, from taking on more work, obviously?
Yeah. And
yeah.
That's stopping us from growing more.
Yeah,
I
know.
Right now, even if I get a, even if I take out a loan from you guys, you know, so what am I going to do? I'm going to hire a $30 an hour guy that's worth only $10 an hour and teach him while he's here, and then he, what he's going to want, he's going to want another raise because he learned something.
Yeah.
You know, it just got to bite the bullet and keep hoping for somebody that will apply on our ad, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No, I know.
Give us a call in another couple of months, you know? I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem, Armando. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you, and yeah, I'm sorry to hear that's a tough situation, you know.
Sure is.
It's because it's out of your hands, you know. Like, it's like, what else are you gonna do? But yeah, I didn't know if there's other, like, I forget, someone's telling me there's a certain machine that, like, it doesn't take as much, someone babying it the whole time. I forget what it's called. But yeah, I didn't know if there's. Do you think technology, the way it's advancing, you'll be able to, like, you won't need those employees anymore?
I didn't catch that.
Like, with the way that the, you know, technology is advancing, you know, or going forward, do you think that there'll be machines where they don't need people to baby them all the time, you know?
Oh, no, you know, I don't know. You know what, there is some machines that you can talk into nowadays, but, man, those are like $1 million machines. You know?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Or really expensive, you know, probably not $1 million, but there's
yeah.
some machines that you can. I've read something about it, but no, you know, you realistically, you got to have a programmer, you know. And now there is some shops out there that only have one programmer for like 20 machines, you know. But
mm-hmm.
but that's another thing, you know. To find that guy, you know.
Okay.
All right, sir. I gotta go.
Okay, sounds good, Armando. It was good catching up with you, and I'll circle back in a month
Thanks.
Or so. All right.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.